Welcome to Nishal's Narrative, a weekly podcast bringing you the audio version of content I've written. I'm Shadows Pup, a writer and creator of books like journals and coloring books. This week, I'm exploring creativity, some of the myths associated with it. How often have we heard the saying about doing the same thing over and expecting different results defines insanity? We do have the human tendency to look to the tried and true to solve problems. Sometimes, no matter how much you try, the tried and true doesn't work. To gain a breakthrough, creativity needs to come into play. Isn't creativity just about art? Creativity is looking at something in a new way to arrive at imaginative solutions. They can be artistic, intangible, solving business problems, or many other applications. Creativity has been behind almost all the advances humans have made. Without creative thinking and trying new approaches, there truly would be nothing new under the sun. As important as creativity and creatives are, it's rather surprising how many myths exist on the topic. You may be surprised to find some you thought were true. I recently explored a story on creativity and creativity myths. Many of the myths have emerged from stories told about the more dramatic parts of the lives of creative geniuses. In the telling and retelling, they've been entrenched as fact without actual study until recently. Here are the myths found to be widely held beliefs. Brainstorming in a group generates more ideas than if people were thinking by themselves. One is the most creative when with total freedom in one's actions. Children are more creative than adults. Most people would not be able to distinguish abstract art from abstract children's drawings. Creative ideas are naturally a good thing. Creativity cannot be measured. Creative accomplishments are usually the result of sudden inspiration. Creative thinking mostly happens in the right hemisphere of the brain. Long-term schooling has a negative impact on the creativity of children. People get more creative ideas under the influence of alcohol or marijuana. Exceptional creativity is usually accompanied by mental health disorders. Creativity is essentially the same as art. Creativity is a rare gift. Creativity tends to be a solitary activity. People have a certain amount of creativity and cannot do much to change it. Did you hear the list? Did you hear some myths you thought were true? I know I did. Belief in creative myths doesn't reflect the absence of knowledge as much as the tendency to believe plausible or scientific-sounding statements. The study found the myth beliefs widespread without respect for culture or gender. The only group found to have a larger tendency to hold creative myths as true are those who reported their information sources as being TV, social media, and friends. Here are the facts the study presented. When stuck on a problem, it's helpful to continue working on it after taking a break. Creative people are usually more open to new experiences. Creative ideas are typically based on remembered information that is combined in new ways. Whether or not something is viewed as creative depends on zeitgeist and social norms. Positive moods help people get creative ideas. Getting rewarded for creative performance at work increases one's creativity. A man's creativity increases his attractiveness to potential partners. Creativity is an important part of mathematical thinking. Alpha activity in the brain plays an important role in creative thought. Teachers appreciate the idea of creativity, but not necessarily creative pupils. Creative people are usually more intelligent. Men and women do not differ in their creativity. The first idea somebody has is often not the best one. To be considered creative, something has to be both novel and useful or appropriate. Achieving a creative breakthrough in a domain like publishing a successful novel typically requires at least 10 years of deliberate practice and work. After reading through the two lists, I think I can safely say that anyone can be a creative person capable of creative thinking. We have to have some belief in our own ability to use our mind and a mindset that is willing to explore possibilities. Have you thought about plugging into your creativity lately? I consider myself a creative. In addition to writing and podcasting, I also create books like coloring books and journals. It took me many years to actually reach the point of viewing myself as a creative. The turning point came when I realized I could learn the tools I needed to express myself creatively, that I wasn't required to be born with some mysterious creativity gene. Thank you for listening to Nicheless Narrative. All my podcasts can be found on nichelessandlovingit.com. While you're there, maybe you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter, Nicheless and Loving It. Till next Thursday, have a great week.